This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Genital herpes cases rise in England despite overall STI decline. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgie Pukic, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence genital herpes diagnoses have increased in England even as most other sexually transmitted infections show declining trends, according to new surveillance data from UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA. The findings highlight persistent gaps in sexual health prevention and underscore the chronic nature of herpes simplex virus infections. Key takeaways: genital herpes cases continue rising in England against overall STI decline trends. Young people remain disproportionately affected by sexually transmitted infections. Health experts emphasize regular testing as critical for sexual health management. Rising trend: genital herpes diagnoses in England per UKSS surveillance TI trends diverge in England. Most infections declining while herpes cases increase. 2024 data. Most STIs genital herpes, high young adult risk. Source: UK Health Security Agency. 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Herpes bucked broader STI trends. While surveillance data from the UK Health Security Agency show most sexually transmitted infections declining in England, genital herpes cases moved in the opposite direction. The divergent pattern reflects the unique epidemiological challenges posed by herpes simplex virus, which establishes lifelong infection and can remain asymptomatic for extended periods. Sexual health specialists note that herpes diagnoses may increase even when transmission rates remain stable, as improved testing methods detect more cases and greater awareness prompts more people to seek evaluation. The clinical implications extend beyond acute treatment to long-term management and prevention counseling. Young adults face disproportionate STI burden. Young people continue to represent the demographic group at highest risk for sexually transmitted infections, according to UKHSA epidemiological data. This age-related vulnerability stems from multiple factors, including sexual behavior patterns, biological susceptibility, and barriers to healthcare access. Public health experts emphasize that comprehensive sexual health education and accessible testing services remain fundamental to reducing STI transmission among younger populations. The prevention strategies must address both individual risk factors and structural determinants of sexual health. Testing remains a cornerstone of STI control. Health authorities continue to position regular STI screening as the primary tool for controlling sexually transmitted infections at population level. Early detection enables prompt treatment, reduces transmission risk, and prevents complications from untreated infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other international health agencies recommend routine screening for sexually active individuals, with frequency determined by individual risk factors and exposure patterns. Regular STI testing represents the most effective intervention for reducing transmission and preventing long-term health consequences from sexually transmitted infections. UK Health Security Agency surveillance data, 2024, what this means for patients. Regular STI screening should be discussed with healthcare providers, especially for sexually active young adults. For clinicians, maintain high index of suspicion for herpes in young patients with genital symptoms, even when other STIs are declining. For policymakers, sustained investment in sexual health services and education programs remains essential despite overall STI reduction trends. Frequently asked questions: why are herpes cases rising while other STIs decline? Herpes simplex virus establishes lifelong infection and can remain dormant, making it less responsive to general STI prevention measures. Improved testing methods may also be detecting more cases that previously went undiagnosed. How often should young adults get STI testing? Testing frequency depends on individual risk factors, but sexually active young adults should discuss screening schedules with healthcare providers. Annual testing is commonly recommended for most sexually active individuals. What makes young people more vulnerable to STIs? Multiple factors contribute, including higher rates of partner change, biological factors, and potential barriers to accessing sexual health services. Comprehensive prevention requires addressing both individual and structural factors. The divergent epidemiological trends observed in England highlight the complexity of STI control and the need for pathogen-specific prevention strategies. Continued surveillance and targeted interventions will be essential for addressing the persistent burden of genital herpes while maintaining gains achieved against other sexually transmitted infections. Source: Genital herpes rising in England despite overall drop in STIs.